Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Omid Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, and we had begun Sif Yud Dalid, which is on Kuf Mem Tes Omid Beis yesterday, and we'll just remind ourselves that we had first read the Mechaber, and the Mechaber had said that one is not allowed to knead to do Lisha on parched kernels of flour mixing with water if you're doing a lot of it, because you may come to then do the unparched kernels. And therefore, one is only permitted to do this a small amount at a time with the parched kernels and adding water and mixing it. And that's where we left off yesterday. So we begin the last few words of the Mechaber on Kuf Nun Tes Omid Beis. Avol Tvua, but wheat, Shelo Hiviyoshlisht, which is only grown a third, it's not fully mature wheat, which you have taken, you've harvested, and now you've taken this wheat, and Shekalu Oso, the Achakach Tochanu Oso, Trinogasa. You've taken this wheat, you've parched it, and now you've crushed it and made it into these large particles. So again, you have over here now large particles of immature wheat that's been parched, and you want to go and add something to this to mix it. Shari Hikichol, this has the halachic status of being like sand. Vihini Kreis Shasisa, this mixture over here that we have of this immature parched wheat that's made into large particles is called Shasisa. So it is permitted, Mutur Mechaber tells us, Legabel Mimena Bechometz, to go and add vinegar to it over here. V'chayotzi b'harbe b'vasachas, and you're even allowed to do a lot of this at one moment in time. V'hu shi'yeh rach, but you're only allowed to do this if you're making it into a loose batter, a soft batter, a thin batter. Avol kasha, but if you're making it into a very firm, hard batter, then osur mipnei shenira kilosh. This would not be allowed because this looks too much like the isser of lisha, and even though it may be only the rabbanon, it could lead to doing the isser of lisha de araisa. And he says, afilu barach, even when you're doing it in this soft batter, the Ramah adds, tzorech l'shanos, the Mechaber says you have to do it with somewhat of a shinui. How is this shinui done? Ketzad, no sin es ha-shasisa, first you put in the parched kernels over here, and only afterwards, v'achakach, no sin es ha-chometz, only afterwards you add the vinegar. Now, that is a very long Mechaber that I just read to you. I did not break it up into the pieces of the Mishnah Berurah, so you can get the overview of what we're talking about to make it a little bit easier to understand, in my opinion. So now we'll go to the details of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll start with Sif Katan Nun Hei. We had done up till here yesterday. So we start with Sif Katan Nun Hei. And he says that you're allowed to do this over here with Techina Gasa. You're allowed to make large parched kernels over here, and that are from the immature wheat, and add vinegar to this. Rotzalo, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber as saying, the lo shayach lemigzar, in this situation, the Mechaber says the rabbis did not make a gzer over here, the lo laise lemichlap belishas kemach sheno koli. There is low likelihood over here, there is no real concern that if we allow you to mix this immature parched kernels of wheat, that you're going to go and then do with regular flour that hasn't been parched. The eno bichlal kemach, because this mixture, this shasisa that we have made over here, is not really considered to be flour, and therefore it's not going to be confused if we allow you to do this with vinegar, to mix this with vinegar, that you're going to come to do the same thing with real flour. L'fikach hitiru b'zeh beraka afilu harbe. And therefore the rabbis permitted this, if it's a loose batter over here that you're making, even to do a large amount at one time. Albeit, as we learned, you have to do it with some sort of a shinoi. Sivkat Nunvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's kosher, it's also, but if it's a hard, firm type of a batter, then you're not allowed to do this a lot at a time, the Mishnah Berurah says. Rosalomar Harbe, you can't do a lot at a time. But still, Avol Ma'at Ma'at is mutu, but to make a small amount is permissible, because as we learned in yesterday's year, Kamol El Bekamach Koli, with regular parched wheat, you're allowed to make a little bit at a time. The rabbis said that there is no concern over here that you're going to come to do an Issa Daraisa if you only do a small amount of the parched wheat. That is enough of a shinoi to make it permissible, according to the Shita that says that that's permissible. What exactly is the definition of a thin batter versus a thicker batter? So if you look at Dirshu footnote number 86, he says, a begeder belilo avo viraka. How do we determine what's considered a thick mixture or a thin mixture? So he brings that from the Chazon Ish. She belilo avo, a thick mixture, he iso she efsho la arosa mikli likli. This is something essentially that can't be poured from one utensil to another. So you make this batter over here in one utensil, and you just have to, so to say, dump the whole thing into another utensil. You can't pour it into another utensil. That's called belilo avo. And belilo rak, a softer, thinner mixture, is when you were able to do this and pour it from one kli to another kli. Even though it's not a liquid, it doesn't flow, but you're able to pour the batter from one kli to another kli. That is called a belilo raka. He also points out that when you're adding water to such a mixture, even if you're going to eventually make a very thin mixture, the initial little bit of water that you add makes it into a thick mixture right away. How are you allowed to do it then? So he points out that the entire pouring is considered a single act. And therefore, they don't have to go and say, well, the first 10 seconds were also, but then from seconds 11 through 20, it became mutter. No, the whole thing is considered one act, and as long as you're pouring in enough water that will make it into a bli lo raka, it is permitted. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan and Zayin, where the Ramah had added, afilu, with a thin batter, barach, tzarkel shanas, you have to make some sort of a shinui. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, he says, ayin in the taz, shikosa, the taz writes, to also la'ariv b'shabbos shal pesach, when you're dealing on Shabbos with pesach meal, as opposed to regular kemach flour, so kemach sh'osim mitchinas matzo afuya, for example, you take matzah and you chop it up, and you make pesach matzah meal, and you want to go, litnun b'yayin obimei devach, you want to add this to wine or to honey water. So the Mishnah Berurah says, after Domi Lishasisa, even though one could argue that the thicker Pesach matzah meal is very similar to this immature parched kernels of wheat that is called the Shasisa that we just said is permissible, Shutchina Gasa, which we said is allowed to go and be done on Shabbos, and there is no Gezerah over here, as long as you're making it into a thin batter. The Shamutu Baraka, Hainwai De Shinoi, albeit we said you have to make a Shinoi, it is permitted over there to do that. However, Alva Bekemach Zeh, with Pesach Matzah Meal, En Yodua Ma Nosein Techila Bechol. There is no set way of doing this. You only do this once a year on Pesach, so it's not clear what it would be a shinoi over here. Is the shinoi that you first pour in the water and then add the matzah meal, or is the shinoi that you have the matzah meal that you add water to it? Kidei Leida Mahu HaShinoi. We don't know what exactly is the shinoi, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz over here, Akin Oser Im Oseh Harbe. Therefore, you have to presume the worst case scenario. You have to assume it's like a thick batter over here, and therefore you're only allowed to do a small amount at one time. However, he brings down the El Yerab Kosav, the Ein Yodua, that when we don't know, then we're allowed to follow what the Gemara says. Yasashina the Befarish of Gemara. You can perfectly, halachically acceptable to follow what the Gemara says, which is, Sheitena Maichot Chila, first put the hard food item in there first, Yachakacha Mashka, and then add the liquid to it there afterwards. And this is also the Chemichok Yaakov, Besimin Tofayin Gimel, Mitzadi Lahok was there. He says the same, Kula over here, you're allowed to do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, even in this situation, the Tov Lahachmir Shalul Arid Bakav, when you're going to mix it over here, don't mix it with a ladle. Rak minaneya hakli, actually, sorry, shake the kli, shake the utensil over here, and the mixture itself will get all mixed with the water and the flour over here, and that's the best suggestion. V'chose emosa harbe, but that's only if you're doing a lot, as we pointed out. Avol emosa mat mat mutter, afilu ba'ava, as we pointed out. A little bit with regular parched kernels is good, so to over here, a little bit over here with this matzah meal would also be good if it's a thick mixture, as long as you're only doing a little bit. And according to this opinion, you don't even have to make a shinoi when you do it this way. However, the Lahayesh Omrim, Lakamim, Besimin Tezayin, that which we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, that is a much stricter opinion, which we've alluded to yesterday and the day before already, also be of the B'chol Gavni. You're never allowed to make a thick batter over here. That's always going to be forbidden. A couple of Dirshu footnotes over here are important. Dirshu footnote number 90 brings down from the Chazon Ish. She'em minag amokum shalola hakbit al seder hanesina. If this place, the custom here is that we don't care whether you put in the flour first and then the water, then the flour. It doesn't make a difference which way the people do it here. They don't care. Then there is no takana. And you have to follow what the Taz says and not do this at all, a large amount. However, he adds, but if you make it into a soft batter, then the Chazon Ish writes, then as long as you're making some sort of a change in the way you mix it, that'll be fine. And he suggests, don't do it the same way you do it as a weekday. Do it in an up and back type of a format, like a shesi and erev, which we call a cross. Or pour from one utensil into another utensil. And since Shekevin Shabalila Raka ain't Isur Elamid Rabbanan, since the whole Isur over here is only at most an Isur the Rabbanan, Efsho Lismo Chalaposkim Shaposku, Kirav Yosi Rav Yehuda, that we discussed yesterday, Shein Isur Mea Torah Benisina Samayim Lekemat, that there's no Isur and actually just pouring in the water, the Isur is only with mixing it. The Dai Bishinu Begivel, and as long as you're making a Shinu in the Givel, that is permissible. Very interestingly, at the end of the long Bir Halacha that began in yesterday's Shir, Dibra Maskel Shem Yavo. The very last two lines, which are found towards the bottom of our page over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Vida, the Parish Rabbeinu Chananel Hanitfas Mechadosh al Shabbos, the brand new parish in the Mishnah Berurah's time called the Rabbeinu Chananel that was found in the Gemara in Shabbos. Now Rabbeinu Chananel was a very, very early Rishon. Some even suggest that he's really from the Gaonic period, the later Gaonim. Ra'isi Dava Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah says the Rabbeinu Chananel has a huge chiddush over here. Shekos of the Hodem Atirim Mishasiso Lakali, that which we permitted you over here to do the mixing of the shasiso or of the parched kernels, the Dafka Aide Nir Shasiva Erev. That's only when you're going in a cross like fashion, an X like fashion. Bovad, below Gibul Mamsha, not regular stirring. However, he says, Abo Mikola Poskim Lomashkin. Nobody else had this from the Rabbeinu Chananel, and therefore none of the Poskim brought this down Lahalacha. Very interesting. Tishu footnote number 91 brings down in regards to what we said in the Mishnah Berurah that you should first put in the Meichel and then you should put in the Mashke, like the Gemara said. So he says in Tishu footnote number 91 from the Chazon Ish that this Shinoi Eino Moel Ela Babalila Rak. This would only work on a thin batter. Avo Babalila Oven, a thick batter, Eino Moel Klal. This will not help at all because it's a very, very small Shinoi in such a situation. And Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe says the same thing as well from the Prima Gadim. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, Kosav HaMagin Avram. The Magin Avram writes, Nirali, the Magin Avram says, it appears to me, the Osu LaHashtin Al Tit Mishum Gibel. The person would not be allowed to urinate. And they didn't have indoor bathrooms. They didn't have private bathrooms. They would, unfortunately, have to go wherever they went, whenever they needed to. They made a makeshift bathroom, so to say. So if you're urinating over here on clay, on tit, so that would be an Isser, potentially, of Gibel, of mixing, of Lisha. The Kavanah Sob. What the Magen Avraham is saying over here is, Afilu L'Rov HaPoskim, even according to majority opinion, the Sfiru L'Hu, B'Dover Shu Bar Gibel, Ein Chayav Atchi Gabel, even according to the majority opinion, which we talked about yesterday, which says something which is normally mixed. So when you just add the liquid to it, that's not yet called an Isser of mixing it. It's only when you mix it that it becomes an Isser of mixing. Nevertheless, even that opinion would say that when you're urinating onto the clay, Mikomokum Isur Miu Ika, it would be at least an Isser of the Rabban. The same thing would apply if a person urinates on loose dirt or onto sand. The same thing would apply that this would be a concern in Isser Rabban of Lisha. He has absolutely no intention. He just wants to urinate, believe himself. Since this will occur no matter what, this is a psik ratio. Now, the issue footnote number 94 brings down that previously we had said that it is permitted to go and urinate in gardens and there's no concern of watering the garden because the water that's coming out of you, the urine, is acidic and it's actually not going to be good for the growths. So, but that seemed to imply that there's no concern of Lisha. So that seems to be a little bit of a discrepancy from our Gemara. He brings down the various Acharonim try to reconcile this. What about in those days they used to have dirt floors in the houses? You're allowed to sprinkle water on the dirt floors. So he brings down that is permissible. They weren't concerned over there because of Lisha, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said the reason is because you're only putting a very, very small amount of water there to pat the dirt down like they do at a ball game in the seventh inning stretch, and they go and spritz the infield with some water. So when you do your house, you're not doing a lot of water. You're just trying to make it so that the dirt doesn't rise so much in a cloud, and therefore there's no concern of Lisha, and it is permitted. If somebody has some mud on his foot, he has some clay on his foot, so you're allowed to wash your foot off. It's going to cause Lisha. So the fact that you're doing it in such a shinadik way, and b'makom tzar, the rabbis were makel. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Uklisha rokek bo, or rochets bo, piv b'shabbos. If you have something that you spit into, like a spittoon, or something that you go wash your face, at the end they didn't have running water in sinks, so they would have a bowl of water and they'd wash their face into that bowl. And underneath you on the ground, v'tachtav yesh chol hadak o agas, you have either some thin or thick sand underneath you. Yesh la'ayin, you have to look into this, imhu asur or mutter, whether you're allowed to wash yourself over here because some of the water is going to spill out. Dulai have a psik reisha, dul nichle, because when the water spills out on the ground over here, it's a psik reisha that it's going to do gibel, even though you don't want it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer Beis Meir, Motzasim Sefer Beis Meir, the Matir, that this is permitted to wash yourself here, or to spit into this area, Mitam Zeh, based upon this reasoning, which in the Sharat Zion, Ot Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, the Hu Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichle, Bi Yisad Rabban. Since it's only an Yisad Rabban over here, you absolutely have no benefit from this over here, that this dirt or sand on the floor is getting Gibel to it, that's getting Lisha done to it, Midrabanan, and therefore, even though it's a psikresha, it's allowed. And therefore, he says, based upon this, Mitam Zeh, Bim Komatzorech, Avil Lahashin Al Tit, the base mayor permits you to urinate even into clay based upon this rationale over here. Veniri Diesh Lismochazeh, Bimokum Shatit Enoshalo. And certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says one can rely upon this heter, especially if the dirt that you're urinating onto doesn't belong to you. As he brings down the Sharat Zion, Osamach Tes, because the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Dekovi Barav Vatchavri, because your friend is the one that's benefiting over here from this lisha that's being done. And the Mishnah continues, "Da'az bavadi lo nichle b'lisha." So you obviously have no benefit whatsoever. You're not going to do something iser over here for your friend, so therefore you're getting no benefit from this iser that's being done. So since it's a dirabanan and it's a the lo nichle, therefore it is permitted under these conditions. Finally, Mishnah concludes and says, "Kosav chayodim shemachasim iraglayim b'chol ve'efer." When you go and cover up the urine that you urinated with either sand or with ashes, and when you add the first little bit over here, it's going to get intermixed over here, the heavy kamo lisha, and that would be an iser of lisha, which according to many poskim, that would be an iser itself. So therefore he suggests, if you put a lot of the sand or the ashes over here directly on it at once, so then it won't be recognizable that this is lisha. This is similar to what we brought down before in Dirshu footnote number 86, that if you're pouring water, so the initial part would make it into a thick batter, but if you pour a lot of water all at once, or if you continuously pour, so then it's not a concern. Same idea over here as well. Now we go to Sif Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, chardol, mustard, shaloshim erev Shabbos, that you needed it before Shabbos. So it's already in some sort of a batter or paste type of a form. So on Shabbos itself, lemochar, yocholi orvo, you're allowed to mix it further, hein biyad, hein bichli, with your hand or with the utensil. The nosin lesolcho dvash, and you're even allowed to add into it honey. However, v'lo yitrof l'arvo b'kach, but you shouldn't stir it very, very vigorously over here. Elam arvo matmat. As long as you do it a little bit, there is no concern. If you stir it only slowly, then it is permissible to do this. What exactly are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Nunches that we're talking here, you want to add to it b'mayim o b'yayin. You're adding over here to mix it with water or wine. Ba'afilu. In lo nisariv mayim b'hachardol kodem b'Shabbos, and this is true even when we said that you did lisha onto the mustard before Shabbos. That's even if you did it without water; it just got kneaded. V'nilo shachardol rak mitamtzis lachusa. It only had its own internal juices over here from the mustard that allowed you to knead this mustard. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, even though there was no water or wine added to it before Shabbos, but it was kneaded. Shari achshav la'ori b'hamashki. You are permitted to now mix in the water or the wine over here. That is permissible. Because according to this lenient opinion, you are allowed to go and add the water here, and it's not considered stirring or mixing until you actually stir it or mix it. There's no gibel until you actually stir it or mix it. And as Dirshu footnote number 103 says over here, but if it had all dried up, so you really have clumps of mush mustard over here. So then the Sharot Siyam in Simin Tov Kuv Zayin says, Sha'osu lahosif bo mayim b'Shabbos. Then you would not be allowed to add the wine or the water on Shabbos, because the little pieces over here of the mustard are actually separate from each other, and when you add water or wine, you'll be mechaber them. As opposed to if it still retains its moistness, it still has some liquid inside of it, even if it's on its internal juices, liquid rather than even water that you added or wine that you added before Shabbos. So then the liquid that you're now adding is in fact not going to connect the pieces, it's actually going to separate the pieces further. And this is also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan, Shemachadul Yovesh, Be'ofen Shena Royal Litivul, also Lahosif Lomayim. If the mustard is so dry that you can't dip into it, you won't benefit, so to say, from dipping into it, then you're not allowed to add more wine or water on Shabbos. Mishabur continues and he says, Vaha the heatir laari bain biya bain kli, that which we allowed you to go stir it over here with your hand or with the vessel, ain't gibu was there. That's not considered in this situation kneading. Mishum the derech hagibu b'chardo, v'chein b'shachlayim v'shum, because the normal way that you mix mustard, and likewise the shachlayim and the shum, the cress and the garlic, who I they trifa, it's by vigorous beating. The ainu shemari b'koach, you're actually very vigorously mixing it. The kanu me'ari b'nachas, as we pointed out, you do this very, very nicely, very slowly. That's what the mechaber actually wrote over here at the end, ma'arvo ma'at ma'at. So therefore, since you're not doing it in a vigorous fashion, that's not the normal way of mixing, and therefore it is permissible. Then we just go to Sif Kotten and Tess, and Mishabur, he said, when we said, v'lo yitrov l'arvo b'kach, he means, sarech lomar b'koach. It should have been the word b'kach, it should have been the word the koach. It is a printer's error over here, it's a mistake, that it says, v'lo yitrov l'arvo b'kach, it should have said, v'lo yitrov l'arvo b'koach, which means, as we said, you can't do this vigorously. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.